"'And that would be you, would it, monsieur?' The big man who had first spoken glowered across the room at the Scotsman, and for the first time Enzo felt real pressure to solve this case. His very presence was raising both hostility and expectations. If he didn't meet the latter, he could only expect more of the former.
"'I can't guarantee that. You people never do!'
The outside door opened, and cold air flooded in with a man wearing a donkey jacket buttoned up to the neck. Oil smears stained jeans worn thin at the knee, and mud and scuff marks took the shine off thick, soled leather boots. Greasy dark hair was swept back from a broad forehead and hung limply over his upturned collar. Big hands were thrust deep in his jacket pockets, and the hubbub of conversation that had struck up once again fell away as sharply as it had on Enzo's entrance. For a moment Enzo wondered where he knew this man from, before he realized with a shock that it was the same man who had confronted him as he disembarked from the ferry. It was Kerjean. Blue Celtic eyes glaring darkly from a face scarred by time and fighting, but which was nonetheless still handsome in a brutal sort of way. Enzo had formed no clear impression of him in the rain at the jetty, except for his sense of menace. Now he felt the man's presence, which was something more than just physical. There was an aura about him, a dark charisma, and there wasn't a man in that bar who didn't feel it, and perhaps fear it, maybe even envy it. Kerjean paused momentarily to cast an appraising glance around the room, then advanced to the bar. Enzo thought he detected a slight unsteadiness in the man's gait, and immediately smelled the drink on his breath as he arrived next to him, ignoring him, keeping his focus on the barman.
"Guinness,"
he said. The barman nodded, lifting a tall glass from the shelf and slipping it beneath the tap to pour a pint of draught. Draught,